Hollywood expose, double gangsters. The Beast does not look what he is. He may even have a comic mustache. Vladimir Solovyev, the Antichrist, 1897, quoted by Trevor Ravenscroft, Spear of Destiny. Those unfamiliar with the deployment of political decoys in the Nazi war effort tend to reject the scrutiny of Hitler's doubles as a half-baked hypothesis. One observer recently wrote, "It would be difficult for him to have pulled this off throughout World War II without anyone noticing." Another disbeliever commented, "I don't think it would ever work, someone would be sure to find out." In actual fact, some influential people did notice Adolf Hitler's doubles. They found out and exposed his doppelganger scheme on big screens throughout the world. Sadly, not too many viewers are still alive to remember. In the global media, Charlie Chaplin's famous 1940 film The Great Dictator gave its audience a powerful hint that Adolf Hitler had a look-alike and political decoy. It was the first Hollywood film that denounced Hitler directly. For millions of viewers, it created a convincing perception of Hitler's double with the look-alike character of a common barber who mimicked the dictator's identity and made a victory speech, "The clouds are lifting. The sun is breaking through. We are coming out of the darkness into the light." In order to expose the decoy politics of Nazism, Charlie Chaplin became Adolf Hitler's most famous doppelganger. The Great Dictator was Chaplin's first film with a soundtrack, and his most commercially successful movie. Rumors started to circulate about a double for Hitler. He was supposed to be a total look-alike, and he was trained to be Hitler and was supposedly going to die a martyr's death on the battlefield so that Hitler could be glorified without dying. New York Times, April 19, 1945.